Biden co-chair, Dem Sen. Kunz, core part of thoughtful Schumer speech was 10/7 should spur elections in Israel. By Ian Hanchett on March 18, 2024. On Monday's broadcast of MSNBC's Jose Diaz-Balart reports, Biden campaign co-chair Senator Chris Kunz, DITA, stated that Senate Majority Leader Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, gave a thoughtful and thorough speech calling for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to be voted out in a core part of Sen. Schumer's message was that, after October 7, it's urgent that the people of Israel have an opportunity to be heard and to be participants in an election that would form a new government. This is a shattering change in Israelis' understanding of their security, the October 7 attack by Hamas. Kunz said, "Well, look, if you listen to the entire speech, it was a very long and thoughtful and thorough speech, nearly 40 minutes. Most folks who are hearing about it are just hearing that one sentence and the exchange between Sen. Schumer and Prime Minister Netanyahu. Sen. Schumer's been a lifelong, passionate supporter of the State of Israel. A core piece of his message was that, for the security of Israel going forward, there needs to be a credible path to a two-state solution. And Prime Minister Netanyahu depends, for his government, on two very far-right ministers, who are steadfastly opposed to a two-state solution. A core part of Sen. Schumer's message was that, after October 7, it's urgent that the people of Israel have an opportunity to be heard and to be participants in an election that would form a new government. Whether that's a government led by Prime Minister Netanyahu or others is up to the electorate of Israel. But this is a shattering change in Israelis' understanding of their security, the October 7 attack by Hamas. I did not understand Sen. Schumer to say that they should stop fighting Hamas or that, in any way, Israel doesn't have a right, even an obligation to defend its civilians. So, I think his remarks have been mischaracterized some by Prime Minister Netanyahu. He continued, on the issue of going into Rafah against the remaining Hamas battalions there, I personally have said to Prime Minister Netanyahu, as of many others, you can and should continue your war against Hamas. But you have to provide for civilian security. You have to provide for humanitarian relief. And that means he can't go in at scale with a full-on ground assault without providing for safety and security for the million Palestinian refugees currently in Rafah. That's caused a bit of a point of tension between many of us here in Congress, including Sen. Schumer, and Prime Minister Netanyahu and his government. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.